Blog Talk Radio.
We're about to take it back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Tony and Sue Lee on the radio. The love doctor trying to teach on the radio. We about to get live on the radio. Two mics and a mind on the radio.
Radio, radio, turned up on the radio. Radio, radio, turned up on the radio. Radio, radio, turned up on the radio. Radio, radio, turned up on the radio. Two mics and a mind. And a mind.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Two Mics and a Mind. I'm truly one of your hosts, and I'm joined with Tony and the Love Doctor. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing like a wanna.
Okay.
You gotta make the world a better place. Looking good, feeling good, mighty fine. I ain't been around there trying to shake my grandmama down, trying to steal lines from her.
Oh, my
wow, man. I'm still learning from my grandmama. Y'all don't believe what I learned about my grandmama this week.
What?
Yeah, what you learned about you?
I learned how about my grandmama has a social media video that went viral that has over 1.4 million views.
1.4 million views?
One of my relatives filmed a short little clip of my grandmama talking trash, my grandmama was outside with a bonnet on, and one of my relatives said, hey, why you walking outside with a bonnet on? And it just went from there. Yeah, that's my grandmama.
That's really my grandmama.
Yeah, that thing got 1.4 million views.
Your grandmama offensive.
Man, I tried to tell y'all about my grandmama. Y'all thought I was playing.
My grandmama got jokes, boy. Nice. Why your boyfriend now? Why he ain't worried about my money? She's like, oh, yeah. That's why you got no boyfriend. Oh, my goodness. We did not know your grandmama was like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Grandmama off the chain. Grandmama is off the chain. I ain't know that. She done went viral. I was like, wow. Yeah, one of my relatives got a
social media page and just posted all these clips of my grandmama on it and she posted that one and it went viral and she's been posting my grandmama ever since. I didn't even know that.
Isn't that something? Grandma let them have it. What grandma said, what they put me on that for, baby?
I don't even know if she know that she on there. They probably trying to explain it to her, but she probably don't understand what that really means. She, you know, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know about that. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But definitely, as always, as Tony said, I am doing good, I am feeling good, and I'm still looking good. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You know what? I'm thinking on, when I settle on down and retire, I'm thinking on opening a store that got men's clothing in, and it's going to be called Looking Good, and it's going to have a picture of me up front. That's the name of it, Looking Good. Come to my store, Looking Good.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to have somebody to buy the stuff for you? Or
you know what? I do have an image consultant that does all my shopping and stuff like that for me. So I'm going to consult him and let him do his thing. You know what I'm saying? But the idea, you know, just throwing the idea out there. I'm not the flame. I'm just the lighter fluid. You know what I'm saying? I'm just the lighter fluid. I throw that idea out there. Y'all jump on it and make it happen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, that's awesome.
Are we working for you?
Yep.
Are we supposed to be working for him?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on the sound of my voice.
Sound like you need to put your girl on in a commercial. She got the viewership for you.
I might need to. But I'm glad to be here while the blood still flowing warm in my vein. One more time.
That's the grandma be going all over this stuff.
Yeah.
I think grandma calling the problem got you up here back and forth with this foolishness getting on our nerves. Then we need to know who to blame.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, indeed. Oh, yeah, indeed. But, ooh, yeah, been a, other than that, been a really good week. Everything going good with y'all, Tony and Tula. We got a good show.
Listen, always got a good show. Got to tell the people what they must know. Ain't that right? So we always got a good show. I'm ripping and running,
right,
trying to get it done, and at the same time trying to have fun. Oh, that is. That came up with a hook. But anyway,
that's what,
yeah,
it's all about.
So I was looking to do it. Got some new topics. Hopefully our listeners ain't here today got a mind to listen and come on in again. Let's make some changes. You tell them over and over. It's all about what we want to do. Ain't nothing going to change till we change that thing. We got to change that thing.
That's,
we're going to make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take our quick break then. How about that?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm.
Women.
You okay, Wendell?
Yeah. Had something clogged in my throat.
All right.
Goodness.
We'll be back.
Simply Subordinate Residential and Commercial Cleaning. Give them a call at 770-369-0556. The people who make your dirt behave. Simply Subordinate. Panthera Tactical can be reached at www.pantheratacticallc.com. Panthera Tactical would like for you to be your own first responder. PD Custom Printing. PD Custom Printing for all your custom printing needs. Follow them on Instagram at PDPrinting17. You can give them a call at 678-855-0022. PD Custom Printing. Ion Win. Ion Win are massaging gel insoles and energy bands. www.ionwins.com. Receive 30% off your first order using the coupon code Tuli and Tony. Ion Win. Nika's Oils and Detergents. Nika's Oils and Detergents can be reached at 678-421-4327. Nika has the most popular fragrances on the market. 5-gallon laundry detergents as well. Tide, Gain, Free, and Clear. Call Nika's Oils and Detergents. 678-421-4327. Michelle Magwood with Magwood Homes can be reached at 857-891-4545. Contact Michelle for all your real estate needs. Michelle Magwood with Magwood Homes. Barah Products, all natural vegan body products for the entire family. Barah Products can be found on Amazon.com and BarahProducts.com. Follow them on Instagram at Barah Products. Ivy Dispatching Services, your trucker's lifeline for transportation, can be reached at 601-433-4242. Ivy Dispatching Services. Essential Massage, professional massage services with elevations available. Give them a call at 678-379-9664. Be good to your body with an essential massage.
All right, we are back. We have a new spotlight tonight for one of our businesses. It's going to be Gerard's Lawn Maintenance Company. And the number to reach them is 770-299-4554, 770-299-4554. They do sod installation, mulch, flower planting, tree and shrub trimming, and it depends on the size of the tree. Now, they're not going, you know. They're not a tree company. They are a lawn maintenance service provider. Gerard's Lawn Maintenance, and their number again is 770-299-4554, 770-299-4554. If you are not in the Atlanta area, you still can give them a call. They will give you a consultation over the phone. It is not free, but it is affordable. Affordable consultation over the phone if you're not in Georgia or Atlanta. All right? And also, don't forget to call Putman Organics. You can follow them on Instagram at Putman Organics for organic, wonderful vegetables. Clean people making clean products. All right? Putman Organics. Okay.
You know what?
Yes.
I say about Gerard Lawn Service. I actually ended up hiring them, and they did a great job on my lawn. They were doing so great on my lawn. My neighbors started asking about them, and my neighbors actually, I think, hired them to do their lawn. So they were really doing good. So definitely recommend Gerard Lawn Service. And also with Putman Organics, I had an opportunity. They actually took me a behind-the-scenes tour of their facility, where they have all the fresh chicken eggs in the hatchery, and also as well as the pigeons. And that place right there was really, really unique.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You said the pigeons?
Oh, yeah. They got pigeon eggs, quail eggs.
Thank you.
You know, a quail is a type of pigeon. They cousins.
We don't call them pigeon eggs, okay? We call them quail eggs, and we call the actual bird a quail, not a pigeon's cousin. We don't even mention pigeon. Who you know want to eat a pigeon?
They the same thing, they cousins.
What is a pigeon known for? Flying.
Why did the pigeon cross the road? That is true.
Exactly. So we would use the term, because that's what they are, it's a quail. Exotic pellets only, please.
Listen, organic, they also had nice vegetables, the best salads handpicked.
That's
listen,
true.
Behind the scenes. They actually got a video coming out showing the actual production and the way things are made. That's my first time ever seeing behind the scenes. It's really, really cool. So definitely shout out, special thanks to Putman Organics as well. Y'all keep doing your thing.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. Let's get started. My head. All right. Let's do. Did you hear about this last week? It was a newly there are some newly leaked letter details, allegations that the Southern Baptist leaders mishandled sex abuse claims.
Mishandled meaning they tried to hide them. They tried
right.
to quell them.
Several women tells from internal conversations alleging that some institutional leaders bullied a sex abuse victim who was called a whore and described in detail how many leaders resisted sexual abuse reforms. They're supposed to go to this Baptist convention. I guess it's in Nashville later this month. I guess it's already later this month. Actually, it's the 15th through the 16th. That's when they had the meeting. And they had the meeting. So I don't know if they had a debate about it, you know, what they're going to do with sex abuse, racism, and the role of women. Mm-hmm. And then there are some people, a lot of the Southern Baptist members support Donald Trump. Some people don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot going on right there. That's some interesting stuff going on. So they tried to hide and cover everything up. How did it end up ultimately being exposed then?
Somebody leaked it. Actually, it was a recording that was shared by a lady. I guess she gave it to a reporter or whatever, because they had recordings, too, of people in a meeting when they were talking about the survivor, and they start talking about it and calling her a whore as opposed to taking care of what the allegation was.
I ain't surprised. All them Baptists, Pentecostal, Catholic, a lot of different religions. There's a lot of that stuff going on.
Yep, it is.
If I may add, with religion can be useful. It can be a great tool. You know, I believe in one supreme ruler. That's my, you know, my practice. And, you know, there are other people that believe in, you know, many different deities. And people look at what fits them, you know, for what you're trying to do. And I think that's more or less a trust that people take. You know, you'll find people that will flock to a religion sometimes that will allow them to do things, you know, and be justified even if they're not conducive or even they don't fit in with a normalcy, you know, with society. And that society becomes so unruly in its actions to, you know, people don't know what to believe. That kind of religion is such a, you know, diversity or divide on what people actually believe or how people take religion to cover up things they do, to where people just every which way and people just create stuff because they feel like every religion is made up, which is not actually true. You know, they're formulating based off of something in a practice. It's just you have to find the one that actually works, that makes sense. And for me, I look at what does it entail for me in the long run. And, you know, quite unfortunate with Christianity is a good religion for people who believe in masking themselves while they desecrate other people, murder, rape, and bomb, and kidnap, and steal other people and their goods, and then blame it as though a deity, you know, supports them, and this is a regular practice, and this is normalcy when it's abnormal, and any fool with no religion or common sense would recognize and know it's wrong, but they can, you know, use it to cover up all their, you know, deeds. It's like sleeping with kids. Nobody wants to speak out about it because they're connected to a religion, and nobody wants to say something about a deal so they might actually be right. So they allow these people to continue to do what they do, and it's damaging in the long run. And people that's honest, who actually just seeking a way out of behaviors or situations, and who look for that out and for that understanding, a lot of times they don't get it because of these people and how they, you know, have used religion to just, you know, really just dominate people and belittle people while they, you know, enlarge themselves, and they know themselves that their practices are wrong. I know I let said a lot, but hopefully it was something said that somebody can use and understand at the same time. What say you?
All right. 929-477-2762. Okay, so this is really disturbing. But anyway, an Atlanta boy was placed in Department of Family and Children Services custody after a disturbing video went viral. There was a video, it's in Georgia. This boy is being verbally and physically abused by family members, including his own mother, because he has feminine tendencies. The video shows the word gay shaved into the side of the child's head. Atlanta police said the video was shared thousands of times on social media before someone notified the authorities. So they were able to locate the boy with the help of people, you know, who knew it. This is a quote from Atlanta Police Department. The behavior in this social media post was difficult to watch and is absolutely unacceptable. A GoFundMe account was created by Hope Giselle, a local LGBT rights activist, and Devin Barrington Ward, who is running for Atlanta City Council. They said Tyler is now free from the traumatic experience of dealing and engaging with his biological family and is in the hands of Atlanta Department of Family and Children's Services. They said this is on their this is on the GoFundMe page. It says, "We've all had a chance to witness the story of Tyler, a boy whose viral video of public humiliation based on his sexuality inflicted by his family has rocked both the LGBT and the black community via social media for the last 2 days. Community activists, celebrities, and organizers of all kinds have gathered together to ensure that Tyler is no longer an occupant of the violent home featured in the video. However, the story does not stop there."
Boy, don't stop there, huh?
But I told you, if you look at the article, if you go to the bottom, you can see the it's a picture of him, and you hit the arrow to the right, that's when the video starts.
Describe the kind of tell me the video like what's going on.
I tell you what, I'm gonna play it for you. How about them apples? How about that? Let me let you hear that, okay? Because you may not be the only person who has
not heard
that. Huh? Do that? Okay. All right. Give me just a second, and it's coming up. Very sad. Okay. Oh, here we go.
Now we're gonna shut on you getting your ass beat. This went to him. We do shit, but it don't help right here.
You said you what? Say it again. Say it one more time.
And he liked that
and
shit.
And you like it. And you're doing the most.
You still doing gay shit. You think this on the side of your head for no reason? Is that what you think? It's on the side of your head for no reason? So why you just saying that gay ass shit, bro? Why would you just say that? Why would you just say that? You ain't got shit to say? Hello? You ain't got shit to say?
No.
Hello? Sit your ass down.
Are you?
Keep on doing that shit.
You like this type of stuff?
You
like this type
of stuff? I thought I wasn't going to beat your ass on last night. You talking all that goddamn shit, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like he made a gay comment, and they were chastising him for making a gay comment. Is that correct? Is that the correct conclusion that I'm arriving to or not? Or
I don't know if it's a comment. I guess. I mean, he said it, and I don't know how he was acting, you know.
And the picture showed that they were shaving his head bald. Is that correct?
No, I think that's his actual haircut. It may be just how his forehead is. But on the side, somebody shaved the letters G-A-Y in it on the side of his head.
And those are his parents in the video, right? The mom and dad?
That was his mother was speaking. I think that was just another family member, that the guy that was actually hitting him in the head and, you know, pushing him and stuff like that. I guess it's supposed to make him tough. Tougher.
Trying to make him stop doing it. How old was this kid?
I didn't get the age of this kid.
Let me ask you this hypothetically. Sure. Hypothetically, if the boy was caught stealing and they were doing this because the motive was no longer him being gay, but the motive was him stealing, mm-hmm. would that change the overall y'all perspective of what it is? Because it sounds like it's a punishment for a behavior that their family does not subscribe to.
I don't blame for not subscribing to the behavior. I just have to really see what did they do. What was the outcome? You know, what's the whole nature? People kind of start being liberal bleeding hearts. all these athletes run out here to protect him, and they're saying rock the black. They ain't rock my community. I don't know where people get this from. It's unfortunate. But at the same time, you can't police every family home on how they should treat their child. They're looking at this is a heterosexual family home. We don't have any practices. You're not doing that to him. And they're trying to turn him because it's their child. As long as he's not being, and you know, today, if you curse at a child, what they'll call cursing, they don't even know, people so retarded, they don't even know what curse, that means pronounce something on somebody. But if you use a sharper tone, that's considered abuse.
Yep.
So, you know, you can't let everybody in your home, everybody shouldn't dictate when a child should be taken. These athletes, celebrities, who is supporting, let's take him out of the home. I'm not with him being abused. But if he's doing some things in their home and they don't want done in their home, then he needs to follow their direction and rules. If that's something he don't want to do, then he needs to leave. You want to be gay as a heterosexual home, you have a right, you can leave, go somewhere if they allow you. They're your parent. And I think that everybody should style other people damn business and let them raise their kids. If the kid
that's
ain't
right.
being sexually molested, if you tell your kid to go do something, your kid don't do it, go to the room, you're going to whoop their ass. I told you to do something. This is my house, you my kid, I told you to do something, I'm going to whip you because I need you to pay attention because you ain't going to win me. And I told him don't do it. Well, his sexuality, and y'all, these athletes and all these celebrities so big on going in here and fixing shit and GoFundMe. Go fund your damn self. You sit
that's
here
right.
and these crackers running your tired ass, most of them gay, sagging their asses, and you're going to run in here and let faggot up somebody else's home and run this kid out and flaunt this kid like he's done something, like he deserves some damn medal. The kid has a problem. Now, I'm not with just beating the kid, but at the same time, my idea of how a home should be run ain't everybody's idea of how everybody run their home. They birthed the kid. They raised the kid. The kid made this for why? Because he's been abused? No. They're telling him something. They're trying to turn him from something. That's not the proper behavior. No man should be with another man. No other woman should be with another woman. There are boundaries and rules, and they should be respected. They're raising a man. You can't raise a man and make him try to portray the action of a woman. He's still a man. He's a weak man. He's a homosexual man. He needs to know that. If this is the life you're going to take on, it's wrong. So like when you tell a person smoking crack, listen, you can smoke crack, but just understand you're not going to be privy to stay here, keep it, getting money from us because we're not going to support the behavior.
It's wrong.
This is their home, and it should be respected. And I think people, for everybody running and doing something, if that kid is being beat, hurt, then damn, okay, get the kid out of there. But hell, he still didn't know being a homo is wrong.
No homo.
Yeah, that's just bottom line, sicko, for always rent. Why they don't support when black people out here get shot?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When we getting, when the police blowing our damn brains out, go fund that.
Yep.
Go fund the mass incarceration to get the damn people out who ain't homosexual, who arrested for no reason, sitting in prison with trumped up ass charges.
Yep.
They kill me running their faggot ass out here trying to stop something.
No, that's right. No protection for the heterosexuals. What about the heterosexuals? Ain't no protection on that, huh? Crazy. It makes no sense. And they trying to hype it up like it's something that's crazy. See, I didn't see the video. I didn't know if it was some type of, you know, I didn't know. But it sounds like this was in the audio. It sounds like the majority of what was being said was more so of a tongue lashing, if anything else.
I mean, he was actually, he was getting hit in the head and punched and pushed and stuff like that. So, you know. And I
so
think
corporal
the whole
punishment.
Thing was that they put it on. What was the punishment?
No, I mean that's called corporal punishment. That's how I was raised.
Oh.
So it sounds like the only thing they did wrong was videotape.
Correct. That's what I was getting at. Yeah, I think
that.
That was the biggest thing. But go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Videotaping, putting it out publicly. My opinion. No, that shouldn't have been done.
Right.
Beating him, hitting him in the head. I don't agree with that. But I'm not his parent. I don't know where this went. Did they catch him touching a cousin, a little brother, a sister? Did they see him get ready to do someone? See, I don't know what were all the leading factors up to the video.
Yeah.
Did they see him saying something to a younger cousin and trying to persuade them into something homosexual?
Yeah.
I don't know. And that could have pissed them looking at, you're not finna push this shit on nobody else.
Yep.
Let's find
it's more to the story.
Beating him in the head. No, they're beating in the head and all that. No. But, hey, my kid. My kid came up, told me again, I can't say, I don't know what I've done. But I damn sure lost it. We wouldn't stand and had no father and humble conversation.
No,
well, I've been hugging my child, talking about the ways of homosexuality, and how can I support? My name ain't Dwayne Wade. His tired ass. Black Tony Apollo with a damn pocketbook made out of dog.
No, that's right.
Man, just stop. And you saying, what the hell are you doing with a woman, and you run out here and support? And these women, they look at these faggot-ass men who are here supporting gay rights, and they laying with you. And then you laying out here looking at AIDS. It come from gay men.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Switch hitter.
That shit don't impress me one bit. I know a whole bunch of fags running. That shit don't impress me. I'm not stopping and changing my mood on them. Where is the support for heterosexual?
That's true. I want to know.
If you drew a gay crosswalk, it ought to be a circle because they ass damn sure can't walk straight.
That's true.
He do the ass be weaving in and out of traffic. Because you know what? They show you right now, they ass so dumb, they contrary. You saying you ain't straight. What the hell you walking through a straight crosswalk for? Weave your ass
shape.
Through traffic and get hit.
In bad shape.
No, I'm sick of it.
I
know that's right. So what they finna make the parents serve a life sentence in prison or something?
Honey, who knows? They took the kid, so I don't know. If they ask the kid about any of the stuff they got going on, I don't know.
We'll take the kid, put him in a faggot household full of faggots. Everybody around there teaching more faggotry stuff probably more than likely.
They need a GoFundMe paid for the family. Not
that's
for hitting him, but for the fact of him for pushing
right.
Heterosexual.
We need a good defense lawyer, defense team, raise money for the defense team for these families to get this innocent family out. All they're trying to do is correct and instruct the bad behavior, and they're getting penalized for doing just that. If you're going to let the parent be the parent, let the parent be the parent. A lot of times they say, oh, why ain't the parent there? Why ain't the parent in the home? But now the parent's actually in the home doing something. I think the only thing they did wrong was to televise it, record it, make it public.
Yeah, that was the invitation in my business right there. That was the invitation to come into my business.
Yeah.
You put them on social media, so you let society, that's how it's social.
Correct.
You let society in your home to judge the matter on what to do with your kid.
And they showing you, too.
Bad business. What I was telling, that's that whole initiative, and it goes back to the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottom. She announced she's not going to be running again, so her term is actually ending. And they were looking on the things that she did while she was in office, and she pushed one of the most largest effort towards the whole gay agenda while she was there, from, you know, making the downtown city of Atlanta exhibit for all these homosexual exhibits, the homosexuals and the contribution to Atlanta, all the way to painting Piedmont Park with the rainbows and the rainbow sidewalks on Piedmont for all the faggots, all the way to allowing the faggots to do the school reading, transgender reading at the library. It's a lot of different agendas that she pushed, but all of them was faggotry. They're taking over. It's ridiculous, and it's good to see some heterosexuals still out here. Because we all products of heterosexual at the end of the day. You can't show me one person that's a product of a homosexual.
You mean?
It's just one of them things where.
Good point.
It's
a heterosexual practice. A homosexual practice don't create kids.
It don't.
Either create a kid, you got to do a heterosexual act.
Got to. Yeah. Got to do a heterosexual act. Got to.
Yep.
So when are people gonna catch on?
I don't know. Do they care? I don't know. Woo! I don't know. It's a lot. Poor child. Goodness.
I'm curious.
Yes.
What do our listeners think about that situation? Are the parents wrong for teaching, speaking against the Homosexual Act. I'm sure we can all agree that recording it, putting it on social media, I wouldn't have done that. That, to me, that's me. Wouldn't have done it because you opened up a big can of worms.
Yeah.
Beating the kid in the head doing this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done that. I'm not the father of that kid, as far as I know. My son tell me, hey, I'm gay.
Oh.
You're doing gay shit.
He looks
I'm going to
younger than 10.
He's that young? I thought it was
that
a
child,
teenager.
Yes. You thought it was a big, why would he be
younger than
10? A small person from defects?
No, I'm talking about. I thought he was a teenager. So this kid is younger than 10?
He may be. I would give him 10. I wouldn't give him past 10.
Well, I mean, even that, that's crazy. A lot of them behavior you can deter. You'll get some kid that'll have traits behavior. Start working with them. It changes their mannerism. The older they get, the more the mannerism become common.
A habit. Mm-hmm.
If you know the kid is gay, because sometimes a parent will accuse a kid of being gay because they'll do stuff that's not as masculine sometimes as other boys. Or a girl might not be as feminine as some other women. And they won't actually be gay. It's just that's their characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the purpose of when a child is small. There are things that you buy for a child. The way you dress a child. There are things and conversations you have with the child. Like you get a boy at dump trucks, army men, male superheroes, you get the girl, baby dad away. You remember baby dad away?
Yes, but.
So that baby go dad away. You get them the dog, bottle, diaper, pocketbook. When they small, you remember a little fake chapstick? They have a girl like it was lipstick.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They had a little makeup kit because you're trying to groom her into behaviors of a woman.
Mm.
So a lot of these kids, with these homosexual ways, effeminate, weaker calorie female ways, are because of the rearing. You have to start putting them into practices of things that men do.
Yeah.
You got what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's the only way. Nobody's born and just walking into the maturity of being a man or a woman. There are things you do. You get a girl, you bring her in the kitchen. You start teaching her why dishes, how to clean up,
that's right,
how to take care of herself as a woman.
Yep.
You have a menstrual now. These are things you have to keep. These are things you have to do. These are things you have to be mindful of. This is how you have to clean yourself because of these utensils that you have. All these things, the same thing, but you start teaching him and grooming him. Because they don't, and you just leave it to society, that they'll just catch on. They don't just catch on. Some kids do and fall in too, but it's going to be because they falling behind some patterns, sometimes bad patterns. So we as parents have to get back into instilling things into them while they're young. Brothers and sisters playing, fine. He picks up something, that's his sister, that, no. Not unless you're giving it to her, that's not yours. That's for girls. You're a boy, and they start repeating, girl, exactly. Boy, this mine, exactly. This is what boys play. You got to train them. Y'all agree or disagree?
That's true. That's true. You got to train them. You got to shame them bad behaviors early. Yeah. But think about the challenge of when you're a parent and you're trying to shame those bad behaviors, but you send them back to a school where they got them teaching all this different stuff about, homosexual agenda in the life management courses and all this sex education class where they're talking about all this homosexual stuff and all these books with homosexuals in the education school system classes. It's a mess. It's a lot.
Well, how they beat us out is for the hardworking parents. Excuse me. My parents were hardworking parents, not educated people. So they counted on the system to be there to make sure things were done.
Mm-hmm.
Once the people that inside the system started transitioning out, when I was going to elementary, we didn't have gay teachers.
Nope.
If you were gay, you weren't showing it there. So things changed, and these people started moving in because they realized a lot of people don't show up for PTA meetings. So PTA meeting where they'll meet with parents and they'll start talking about things the school is looking to implement, looking to change, looking to add in. If you're not there to voice concerns, reject, or objectives, you'll lose. And you, before you know it, that's how this has happened. A lot of this with what schools are doing is because parents who are heterosexual, who are totally against it, don't show up, haven't shown up, and these homosexuals have flooded in, and they no kids, and they've taken over. They've influenced and changed the system. Now we're trying to come back and say, hey, what's going on? I don't want my kids in with these homosexuals. I don't want – you weren't here. You didn't show up when your voice and your vote mattered. And they took advantage of us. It wasn't because they were lazy. Hell, my parents got from work. Nobody had time to go to no PTA meeting. They did come to PTA meetings. At peer, you know, periodically they would show up. My mom would try to go. But you miss a lot when you don't make – my wife was very active. When my kids went to school, she was there. I went to elementary, middle school. They knew us. You know, high school, they knew us because they knew we were coming. My wife would make her business to be there, to be active in whatever they was doing. A program, something going on, she wanted to be there and she wanted to know about. More parents need to learn that. So that's how we get in. We change the dynamics of how they're educating our kids and teach them against us and against them and against our heterosexual practices. Give a number to them. I want to hear from our listeners. What do you think about this? Were the parents wrong for trying to change the child and address the child and get the child active in a heterosexual way? I will agree before, I mean, I don't agree with punching me in the head, putting it on social media. I don't agree with that. But that's me. What says you?
929-477-2762. What say? All right. Ah, just disturbing. Okay. No. Anyway. Oh, it just makes you just. Okay.
Goodness, so you ready for the nursing home? I know your
birthday. You all right, dude? Yeah, you all
right,
dude?
No, I'm not all right. It's just.
You working tonight? You working?
About?
You clocked in?
I just keep thinking about just like he just got into this system, and this is supposed to be better. I mean, they take him away from his family or whatever, but now he's in the system. You know, it's like another one just got in the system. How long he's going to stay? Are they ever going to bring him back? I don't know. I don't know what his living arrangements were before, but he's in the system now. And, of course, if these people are, if you go to a home that's, like you said, somebody who doesn't have the opinion of, you know, how a man should be and the things that a real man is supposed to do, he's going to be groomed a different way. All because he went in the system and he's so young. What if he gets in there and he decides, I don't want to do this. I ain't have no relationship with no man, but I thought that's what I wanted. But now I'm like, no, I like this girl in my class now. So I can't like her because I just did all this back then, and now I'm in this system, staying in these people's houses. This person's home who's telling me it's okay to be gay, but I'm really not gay. Do I tell them? No. Do I go to high school? Do I go to college and then marry some woman and then later tell her I've been gay since I was 10 or not, you know?
He would be sent to a gay home where they would jump up and they would tell him, they would nurture him and allow him his freedom to make his own choice. He'll go in the house rainbow down, pink out, dresses, pocketbooks, and everything that he wasn't allowed to have there, and he will hate his parents. And they will be deemed the worst thing ever. They'll get prison time. They might get federal time. Because the people who make the decision today aren't people that are heterosexual, nor are they fair. Why would a homosexual be fair with a heterosexual? Their whole hate and ideology is against people that are doing it the right way. I don't know why people keep thinking these people are their friends and these people care about them and there's some good gay. You are a retard. They're going against a system. And they know when they see us, you can't get away. This is how you're supposed to look. This is how you're supposed to conduct yourself like a man,
correct,
like a woman.
Right.
And when you see us, it hurts you. That's why they make up so many laws and penalties against heterosexual people, forcing them into a homosexual situation so they could dominate them and they could take them over. Just like they did in Sodom and Gomorrah, the homosexual outnumbered the people that were straight.
Mm. Yep.
Ooh, it's just sad, you know?
And when two straight men came to see Lot, who they call Lot, what did the homosexual do? They wanted to make them gay. Mm. They did not want his house being used to house no heterosexual people.
Yep. Bad baby.
Yeah, it is.
Bad baby in bad shape.
I don't want to stay in this.
Yo, call in. Absolutely. All right.
Emory, the school, apologized to a medical student, medical school applicant, because he was rejected because he was black. More than six decades after Marion Hood was rejected by the Emory University School of Medicine, he received another letter from the school. This time, it was an apology for refusing to admit him into its medical program because he was black. I'm going to read you the letter. This is part of it. Your rejection letter serves as a somber reminder that generations of talented young men and women were denied educational opportunities because of their race, and our society was denied their full potential. That's what they said. I'm sorry, the letter said, an apology does not undo our actions. It is an acknowledgement of the pain that was caused by our school and an opportunity for us to share our regret directly with you. Now, in 1959, he received a letter of rejection for no other reason than the fact that he was black. They
you said it was 19 when?
1959. This was a part of Emory's Juneteenth programming. They apologized to him. He is now 83. I don't know what he does. I don't know why they didn't mention that, but 83. During a virtual event for students, faculty, and members. This was a part of their Juneteenth program. And they sent him a letter. Anyway, he eventually studied medicine at Loyola University in Chicago.
How much money did they give him?
I didn't say they gave him money. He has had a long practice.
No, I'm making a point. How much money did they give him? Exactly. So they didn't give him nothing.
They gave him an apology. That's what they're saying. But he, let me tell you what he did, how he was not stopped. He went to practice. He has a long practice as a gynecologist and obstetrician in Atlanta. The reason he decided to apply to Emory after he graduated from Clark College, and that's now known as Clark Atlanta University. During his graduation
ceremony. But they did this because of
said it again.
They did this because of Juneteenth. They brought up an issue that they wasn't going to resolve, and they weren't going to offer any type of reparation or compensation for it, and they just brought up a measly apology letter, which means absolutely nothing. In honor of Juneteenth, it sounds like a huge insult, if anything. Sounds just like an insult to me.
Let me finish some of these points.
You're right.
He decided to apply. Emory was not desegregated. It wouldn't accept its first black student until 1963. So this was years after when it accepted the black student. he went during his graduation. Let me tell y'all, from Clark Atlanta, they gave an honorary degree to an Emory University professor. Why? I don't know, but they did. So he said that he at that time he thought he could come to my school and get an honorary degree, and I can't put my foot on his campus. He said he didn't think that was quite right. Well, they said, I'm sorry, I must write you that we are not authorized to consider for admission a member of the Negro race. That's what the letter said. I regret that we cannot help you.
There was no regret. That's the system. And he needs to, and you know, more of our people need to hear this. And when I say hear it, they need to know that, you know, regardless of how hard you study and where you go, just like, okay, he got his own office, and that's great. Good for him, definitely. But at the same time, how much further can he could he have gone? How much higher could his prices have been had he had Emory University on his degree as a reference?
Yeah.
Emory is renowned, not just here in the United States, around the world. There are some hospitals, you know, colleges that you leave and you come from that, you know, that are more astute than others, especially in certain fields. You know, Morehouse School of Medicine, you know, some people, they will recognize. When you say Emory University, I mean, you're talking top of the chart. You're talking about Harvard Law versus, you know, Clark Atlanta Law. You know, people, they're going to look at that.
Now, he did apply to some historically black colleges. He applied to Howard and Meharry.
Yeah. Yeah, Meharry is in North Carolina, in
Tennessee.
In Nashville, I know Meharry, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you know what, it does, reading this story, it makes me realize I've actually been affected and discriminated on something to that degree where it's actually detrimental to your life. I got accepted to college, and your senior year, what you have to do is you have to do a lot of different, they have a lot of different career fairs and job fairs where, depending on what school you go to, they actually have a lot of these top Fortune 500 companies that actually come to your school, your senior class, and actually do interviews to recruit you. And I did doggone near, I interviewed my senior year probably about 30 different companies. Out of those 30 different companies, I only got two job offers. But probably like 2 years later after I graduated, I got a letter in the mail along with a check in the mail saying that I was a part of a class action lawsuit for one of the companies that interviewed me during while I was in college.
Wow.
They actually found out that they discriminated against me and did not hire me because I was black. And as part of a class action lawsuit, it was other students too. They wanted to go ahead and sign and accept that check. And they apologized for doing that.
That's how they get away. And the check,
did you accept the check, sir?
You get $100.
Say that again.
The check
I took was for $900. They gave me a $900 check.
So how much damage you feel like they really done? If they gave you $900, how much damage was really done had you got with that company? How much more you could have made?
I could have got way more, but I was a Christian, and my mindset was, well, God is good, and you know what I did? Just get his money and paid my tithe last week, and look, my blessing is coming. I got a $900 check in the mail, unexpected. Lord working mysterious ways. That was my mindset then.
Yep. Now, look, man, look,
you
should have gone.
Say that again?
How many people, how many students were involved, do you know?
No, I don't. The letter didn't go in specificity of that. It just said that it was from, and it said the name of the company that I did the interview with, and I remembered.
Wow.
I was like, I did do the interview. I was like, I remembered. I was like, the dude told me he was impressed with my interview, and I began to call back, and I just never did.
You did get one when the lawsuit came. They look at how much they made.
Yep.
It was worth giving you that $900 on that.
The
amount of money they gave them. And you know how many people didn't feel like it's just chance and opportunity. It's not chance and opportunity.
It's
the right people doing what they've always done when you go to these companies.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't want to go into it again because I've been so tired. I was going to cancel the show. I've been so pissed with these people for the fact that I'm so sick of lazy, tired people who won't stand up for their rights and realize, stop going to whites begging them for stuff. We don't have to. We can create our own. White people have a system that's designed for white people, and there's, you know, other people are alienated from that opportunity. Accept it. But do something different. Don't just sit around and talk about it. Just on the show, we're not just about talking about it. All three of us are business owners, and we operate businesses, you know. So it's like from houses to trucking to people that need representation from accidents or whatever they need. It's so many different things that we do. And then even with, you know, our other, you know, Akeem and our cool brothers and sisters do, because we try to look at, instead of just complaining, let's do something. It doesn't make sense to complain, complain, complain if you're not going to change it. Stop complaining, go out and vote. But the candidates are the same people that's doing the damage to us. So if you can't select the candidates and all you're doing is casting a vote for the same, you know, do I want to be killed with a gun or a knife? That's what you're choosing. How about choosing something that don't involve your death? But in her, it involves your liberty. You know what I'm saying? Your longevity. And you never, we never had an opportunity to vote for that. Everybody gives it. It's a joke. I see Rita come back. It's a joke. Atlanta is a joke.
Yep.
Atlanta Hawks is a joke. I
don't,
oh,
don't
the
do
Hawks,
that.
They
don't, uh-uh. Not today.
No.
They
I know. But let me tell you what I learned. Let me tell you what I've learned. I've been here all the little time I've been living, 52, going 53 years. Never put your heart in Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh.
Just don't do it. It don't work. The Hawks, the Falcons, the Braves are the same people. You put your heart out there and you get broke. Listen, I mean, okay, listen. If they could pull it off and win it, they won't. All they're going to do is bust the team up.
What?
The people that own the Braves, that own the Hawks and the Falcons are idiots. They don't spend money. And let me tell you something. Atlanta is already a thriving town, city, with so much opportunity and growth in people. You know what I'm saying? We got the number one, we got the business number one, number two airport in the world.
Right.
There's no reason why the Falcons shouldn't be going to the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying, every other year, if not every year, back to back, like the Patriots. The money's here. The celebrities are here. The movies are here.
True.
I mean, the business is here. I mean, the money is here. There's no reason. These people do not want Atlanta to win. That's why I don't go behind a Atlanta team. They don't like winners. Winners draw in people who's going to run away these other people who have had their necks on the hands of these people. The same rotten people have been running Atlanta the same. It's the same people. They all come out the same group. You got to get with the group if you want change. Atlanta's never going to change. They're going to let them go so far, then they're going to shut them down. They're going to trade them. Put your heart out there if you want to. They're going to break your heart. When they do, come back and see me. They thought the Braves were going last year. The Braves ready to go. You know how retarded you got to be to have 13 pennants and one championship? Yo, lazy ass. They are lazy. Atlanta don't want winners. You got rid of Deion Sanders. You got rid of Brian Gant. What? Uh-huh. He's dating a white woman. You get mad and you run them off. You don't want winners and you don't want a black man face on it. Atlanta be winners when they can get all white boys in. They ain't want to give Dominique the opportunity to be a winner. Dominique should have got the help. They don't want a winning team. They went got, what's his name, Mike Kunkat. This crowd will make it 10. He had a back then, he had a better contract than a bunch of players. And he was sorry. Mike Kunkat, they got play on him. They gave him a $10 million contract. He was worthless. He was sorry, and they were stuck with it because nobody would pick up his contract. Guaranteed money. You weren't even hearing about people getting guaranteed money back then when he was there. $10 million, these guys, some of these guys never won't get. Look at Scottie Pittman. He had a worse contract than most of them white boys. Sixth championship, and he had a piss-poor contract. Did you know that, Smitty?
Honey, no.
Listen, that's why he was so disgusted with them, and he went and played for a seven championship. He was pissed. They weren't even paying. This man was considered to be in the top 50 greatest all-time players. You know what that means, top 50? How many people have played, and you even count you on the top 50?
Top 50 idiots.
But you know what? He learned the hard way. When he decided to go, he went to the Trailblazers. He did good over there with them. But, hey, Adewale, you wash up and you go. That's how they do you. Atlanta don't like winners. Get over it, people. Put your heart out there. Let them go ahead and go. And then get all the way up there. And bring, you know, oh, that's all right. We'll be back next year. It won't happen. They don't want – you want a winner? Get rid of Arthur Blank. Makes no reason for that man to be one of the largest investors in Home Depot, and you the Home Depot, the number one building supply place, and your team ain't shit, Arthur. Which means he makes
that man
more money
win.
From
that
them losing
win
than he
win
does
or lose.
Winning.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
He wins. He's getting paid. He gets a tax write-off. These people don't realize that you don't want all your money. You don't need everything to win. You need to report a loss. Home Depot is making his money. Hell, it don't matter if Falcon win. You still coming out there. Why is that going to make him go? Why would they pay for a winning team if you still coming? Tell me why. You want me to tell me to treat you right, and you ain't going to go nowhere if I don't treat you right. So what's my motivation? Empty them damn stadiums. Stop showing up, and they'll look and realize, oh, they want a winning team. They won't come out. Look at Atlanta. When you go to a game and you see Atlanta wearing their uniform, the Cleveland Brown, one of the worst teams ever for the existence, damn near. Look at them. Their fans come out with Cleveland Brown uniform, Cleveland Brown gear, because they believe in their team. They come out with this. Atlanta don't wear them shirts. We don't give a shit. We ain't buying no hat. Not with your sorry ass on it.
You're
going to wear it for pigeon to drop shit on it? Mm-mm. Let me tell you something, too. Don't you bring that shit in my house.
You know what? You know what? Atlanta United.
We got.
Y'all heard about Atlanta United?
Yeah.
When did they unite, too?
They the champions. They won.
What, that soccer team?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that soccer team. They won. Yeah, they won.
Let me ask you a question.
Look it out. Here we
Who
go.
Keeps up
Shoot
with
it
them? I didn't even know the name of them.
Me neither, but I remember the soccer team won.
That's
I remember
because you
the
don't
team
believe
won.
I remember
they
won one time, but let me tell you something.
A winning
what
team
exactly
exists,
that
so
mean?
You ain't looking for them.
Have they won again since then?
They had COVID.
I think they're in the rankings right now. I think they're in the rankings right now. I think their playoffs are ready to start, and I think they're in it.
So that's a question. How many years in between the win did they have?
Hey, look here.
Oh,
I don't know about
goodness.
Soccer.
You
I know the team. The team is probably about 2-3 years old. They just got it's a brand new team, right?
Yeah.
That's a team that nobody keep up with, nobody watching.
It ain't Atlanta. It's just more so dumb athletes.
That's what I'm telling you.
And that's just not Atlanta. That
it's
issue is around.
I don't blame no dumb athlete. It's the management. It's the people that
it has to be. It has to be the employees. At the end of the day, if you don't like your job, you don't have to be no employee there.
When Tom Brady left New England, they could have either went there and caught him before he got the chance and said, listen, Tom, Atlanta wants you. Atlanta will pay the money. We'll spend. We'll get. You know how much that would have did for Atlanta had Tom Brady here and won that championship instead of down there in Tampa?
I don't like the Falcons
because you like Tom Brady. But anyway.
I mean, you can play.
Exactly.
Tom Brady,
listen,
he's a technician. He kills them.
Personal.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he carries his job. He ain't got to be fast. He good. He execute. He's a winner. Everybody loves a winner, except for a loser.
Wow.
He's good at what he does. These black quarterbacks getting that, what they do? They won't give them that opportunity to do it. And I want to see how people do it. I want to see how people be great. I want to see them be winning, but they got to start thinking like
winning. I
want to
see
them
turn
it
over. I want to see them turn it over. See, so what just happened, y'all might not know it, but in the world of tennis, this is like never happened before, but in the world of tennis, the number two seed, it's a Chinese girl named Naomi Osaka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What she did is she actually walked away from the actual, you know, the elite championship tennis match. She stepped aside from it, and she walked away from it and told them they could have it. She don't want to play. And her stand was because of mental depression and anxiety.
Okay.
Imagine if these football players
basketball players or whatever could actually take a stand and say we're not going to play because of the environment that y'all doing against our family members. She took a stand and made a shockwave in tennis because of mental disorders. And black folks can't even
take a stand.
On behalf of
breaking down. She needed to get away. She had mentally, she was not stable. She was good at tennis. A lot of people can't handle pressure. A lot of times what we look at it, people, even with basketball, we look at these guys on the court. These are human beings who have real issues, human everyday life issues. Then they got demands and the pressure, coaching, other players, interview endorsements, contract, agents, and they can't handle it. They just want to play. When you bring in all the other stuff, it's like, I can't handle it. It's pressure. Listen, people talking about getting rid of you. Other people talking about signing you. You know, then it's your social media page. You got to watch what you say. You got to get people to do your social media. Somebody do your Twitter every day. You can't personally do it because the wrong thing can land you in a lawsuit, or you can get some group, some homosexual, heterosexual group, some Asian, Jewish group pissed. And so many people, it's like, you can't win. You can't. Someone don't want to talk because it's like, anything I say, I'm going to get in trouble. Now that's going to be a fine. Why would he say he's going to get in trouble? He make it look like we don't let him talk. So now we're going to fine him for that. It's like, I can't win.
Well,
so the pressure is just unnerving.
Serena a chance to get in there.
No, but it's just
Serena
the fact that she was like the number one. She was the number one seed. And walked away
so
from it. That would be the equivalent
gone,
of like LeBron
Serena,
James just saying, hey, I'm not going to participate in the playoffs.
LeBron, guess what? LeBron ain't participating. He's not participating because he got knocked out.
Oh, my God.
LeBron is done. He washed up. Yeah. He's been great. He's a great player. He'll go down here and go in one of the greatest. Yeah, I give him that. I mean, I had never been a fan of him like that, but he definitely should deserve to go in as one of the greatest and play the game.
But they
you know
even
school
that in. Think about it. Like what you were saying about Tom Brady and all these other NFL people like Terrell Owens. He's one of the greatest, and they won't even allow him in the Hall of Fame. It's just so much stuff. They make up so many other excuses on why they deny people. It's just crazy.
Well,
get down
and
be done with it. Go back to
the
league.
It's called a league. NFL league. Which means it's their league. They control it. It's their rules, and you have to meet a mandate, and you don't, they get rid of you. I don't care what you say, how great you are. When they want to, they can blackball and then get you out of there.
Yeah.
And these players need to suck it up and learn it. If you're going to play in their league, the national, you know, the major league, all this stuff is a league. The NBA is a league, which means you're under their rules. And you either abide by them or you get out,
That's true.
We wreck your life and your family. We'll use our media, turn them against you, and everything that will come at you will be negative.
That's true.
Yeah. So what our people need to do, get out of it. Let them have it. They go, they be saying, quit your own. Listen, people want to see you. That's why the Negro League got busted up. It was better. The Negro League had better averages, better numbers, more home runs. You know what I'm saying? No hit games. So you start looking at people wanting to watch them. Them white boys were boring. White people wanted to see the Negro play because he was talented. He was gifted. Watch him steal. Watch him slide. Look how he runs. You know what I'm saying? So all this stuff they start watching. Look at his pitcher style. Everything. So what did they do? They bust up the Negro League because it was hurting them. They started drafting them in, putting Negroes in the American League. And what happened to the Negro League? It didn't die out.
Yep.
Then they killed it. Because when you're separated from them, you're able to do more and you stand out. You see what I'm saying? It was drawing money away. So the most smart economical thing to do was to kill the Negro League. By saying, you know what we're going to do? We're integrating blacks into the league. Now the players start saying, we need to get together. We need to start trying to, all you're going to do is make them go and report you. That's how they are.
Yep.
Antonio Brown learned, run your mouth against these people, they will wreck your life. You see how humble he played this year? Hello?
They all talk, man. I don't respect them athletes like that. I tell you once in the words of Malcolm X, The black is the only race where we actually consider our leaders to be athletes and entertainers. We actually consider them leaders. No other race ever considers their athletes and entertainers to be considered a leader of their race. It's only the black.
No. I know Malcolm said that, but he's exactly right. Well, we look at anybody that gets notoriety. If he recognizes them, then we say he got to be somebody we can go to because the whites recognize. We don't look at people they hate, people they don't like. You know, Malcolm was never considered to be a leader of the so-called Negro. They didn't like Malcolm. They hated Malcolm.
Yep.
He was smart. He was witty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he could think fast on his feet. He was a communicator. They couldn't get him for doors. They couldn't get him drunk. And so all these things that hurt him. He wasn't smoking a cigarette, couldn't get him in scandal for trying to beat at people.
Nope.
So that was a thing that, they looked at, hey, we hate him.
Yep.
So these are the type of people we have to set up for ourselves and have the leaders. But our people have to be willing to follow. And that's just something you can see. That's not something our people want to do. Our people are comfortable being ripped, being raped, being lied to, and being ridiculed, with no outs. And it's like, so what do you do with them? It's sad. You have to let the people sit here, continue to be whipped and beaten and bamboozled like they do with the flu, with this virus. They're constantly getting these people shot. They won't tell them the truth. Now they tell you all these teenagers and all these people are coming up with these heart problems. They've always known this. They're killing our people with these shots. And they were the people impressing us, the teenagers need to get it. They need to get it so they can get back into school. They're killing the kids. We still don't know the outcome of what type of generation we're going to have for these kids that have been taking these bitches. I know that, right? We're yet to see the damage behind these kids taking these pills. Taking these shots. Just like we learned with the Nordic, with the birth control they gave them. We saw the effect later. Look at how big they got birth control put weight on women. It increased their breast size. It blew them up. So they had so many other problems that came in. Some of them couldn't get a period after they got off of them. And they enforced them on people of color because they felt we were having too many kids. You see?
Yep.
Whenever we got something from them and they claimed it was for control and to help us regulate our families, that's the stuff that hurt us. Defects coming in to help our families out and help keep families together and putting families back together. Defects have never put families together. Defects have hurt families and broke families up. What those people need, just like we talked about earlier about the young lad being beat by his parents, they needed some intervention. They needed somebody to sit down to counsel and work with the family. They didn't need the family broke up. If everybody's so smart and so caring and heterosexual, then sat down and let's educate them. Let's teach them. Let's hear what's going on and see how society can help them versus tearing their home up. So that's where we at. Tula, what else we got in the news? Don't we have something about Giuliani? Been working on the red road all the live long day.
Yes, we do have something about Giuliani.
What is him and Trump going to do now? What is him and Trump getting ready to do now?
Okay. First, I just want to let people know that CDC is going to extend a moratorium on evictions. They don't give you a month.
Yeah.
But they said it's the last time. Okay?
Yeah.
So they said last
who,
time. Brian,
who did you say? You said CBC? CDC?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that that's
for
the disease control?
And prevention.
They have a say in the eviction process?
CDC stands for catch and destroy colors.
Interesting.
They're going to tell you about the virus, right? They're the ones who tell you the progression or what's the effect on society and things like that. So,
Don't feel like a fool like you.
But anyway, just to let you guys know that.
Yep, that won't help us. That'll hurt us.
Because they're
going to put those people, they don't want to put them on the street because they know the disease is still there and it's still very much alive. And they've lied to these people. And they're trying to justify themselves. They're looking at, they put these people on the street and they'll have people panicking and afraid. How you going to put these people on the street and they're supposed to have coronavirus. Then you claim there's another virus coming out, the Delta virus, that's supposed to be more strenuous and dangerous than the first disease. So how are you going to justify putting these people on the street in the middle of a health, in the middle of a health crisis?
It's
so you got to ask yourself, is it really a health crisis? If you're saying the second round is going to be worse than the first one, why are you putting these people on the street? I'm not asking you to answer for them, but you understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
So is it really as bad as you're telling us? Trump tried to tell himself, who was himself an idiot, but he did tell
yep.
him. He said, they yep. hurt my number. He said, they kept doing all this research and his numbers, testing, testing. When he kept telling him, he asked, what was all the testing for? Why did the man refuse to wear a mask the whole time? Yes, he did contract. They had to give him some, of course. So they had to make it look real. But even after that, he wouldn't wear a mask. You notice that?
Yep.
No, he they said it's a book coming out and said that he was definitely ill when he had coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was.
He but showed it look like
he
look
bad, though.
Man was only sick for about 3 or 4 days.
No, he was in a little longer. They kept saying, though, it was critical that the president's situation was critical. They did admit his doctor speaking. They was like, no, right now it's at a critical point.
Mm-hmm.
But that was because he had poor U.S. health care. They had African doctors who came out, who, you remember the black lady who made the YouTube? And they started showing about her religion, and she might be into witchcraft. You remember that? And she was asking about all these people dying. How
I
was
do.
It? They had those people. You remember that? And she was like, they had these patients, and all their patients were clear. You remember her? She, they saw them white doctors just stood behind. They wouldn't say nothing. She's like, how are all these people dying? She's like, all these patients we have recovered. Dominica didn't even get 15 people to die from it. Did you know that, Tuli? And little doctor.
Man, it's a lot.
That the country, that the country of Dominica.
There's a lot going on.
They had
yep.
all their people recovered. They had less than 15 deaths. Yep. I think they had like 2 or 3 deaths from coronavirus. Now, they was also trained by
yep.
the doctors in Cuba.
Yes.
Now, Cuba has come up with their own cure. You know that?
Hmm.
Some of these people, they're not taking these white people. Listen, do y'all know the United States is forcing, the United States and Britain, EU, are forcing African and poor nations to give up their natural herbs that they've been taking to combat corona, keeping it down with no deaths and making them take Pfizer and Moderna?
No.
It's coming here. What's coming here?
Inoculation, mandatory vaccination, all that treatment, mandatory, forced on everybody.
It's not going to happen. They're going to try to force it through the Supreme Court, but they'll have bigger problems. Listen, they can't even control the white people that came inside of the came in the Capitol building. It won't happen in the United States. It ain't because I said it. It's because their own people won't allow for it. Their own people not going to stand for it. Their own people will shoot and kill them before they allow it to happen. Their own people will be the ones to stop it. The Negro will herd in line, fall in line, step and fetch it. He will kowtow, he will kiss up, and do whatever he can to stay in the graces of the white man. While the white man will fight the white man, the white man will shoot the white man will kill the white man before he will be forced into taking a shot, even for his benefit, because he knows that the government doesn't have the authority and power to execute a law where it can make people get a mandatory vaccine. They already know he can't do it. And they refuse because it's their system. It was designed for them. They left England because they didn't want rules forced upon them. They want rules enforced that they allow, that they suggest, and that they make. That's the power of being white. Now, Tuda, what was you going to tell about Giuliani? Him and Trump fall out.
Let me see. Actually, we have a call. Good.
You hear that knocking?
Somebody else. Then
I hear a knock. I hear a door knock.
Well, I hear some him calling me.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hey, 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 family.
Hey,
what's
hey,
going
hey,
on,
hey.
FM?
Hey, hey, hey.
How y'all doing?
Great, how about
man,
you
we,
tonight?
We making, we making.
Just fine, just fine.
That's Nephew E.
Nephew, mm-hmm. Nephew, it's a nephew.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Just listen to the show. You
know.
just listening in, and before I say anything, yeah, that was bad about Scottie Pippen. You know, Chicago was my favorite team. That hurt to know that he wasn't, you know, making his money and becoming the 50th greatest player. He wasn't even the best player on the team. You know, that's probably one of the biggest compliments a player can ever have. You know, he wasn't the best player. So, yeah, I mean, he wasn't the best player on the team. Michael was. But for him to be the 50th greatest player and to not only be the 50th greatest player, but he was also defensive player, greatest defensive player to ever play. He had every stat on the board, you know, in basketball, but he wasn't the greatest player. And he accomplished to be the 50th greatest player, you know, right along with Michael. So, you know, that's and he wasn't getting paid for it. That's crazy because without Pippen, Bulls wouldn't have won anything. You know what I mean? Well, I wouldn't want anything. But to talk about the little boy that was, you know, with his family, we as a people, we have to stop going to social media to, you know, implement who we are as parents because they're going to take that and put 100 on 10. That's what they do. You know, I'm for you know, teaching kids what's right. You know, he's a child. He's a kid. And if they didn't teach him that, somebody did. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody outside or outside in the world has taught him, you know what I'm saying, homosexual behavior. But when you put it on national TV like that, I mean a platform like that, and for the world to see it, you know, you're gonna bring trouble to yourself. Now I'm not for abusing them and beating them and doing what they did to him, but you know, as a kid, you should sit down and talk to him as a child. And let them know the difference between right and wrong. You know what I'm saying? You know, the world we're living in nowadays, you know, with social media, you know, and this homosexuality stuff, people are going to take that and try to use it against you because they, like you say, they know it's not right. You know what I'm saying? Because if you know it wasn't right, then why you come and take the child? You understand what I'm saying? Should let the child where he was at. You know what I mean? He wouldn't. You know, for what they did, yeah, it's kind of messed up because you're sitting there beating them and stuff like that, and you're showing it because in their eyes, they think that is abuse. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, they think it is abuse. You know, they weren't abusing. They were just, you know what I'm saying, letting them know, you know, they try to actually beat it out of them. But at the same time, you don't do it that way. Don't put it on the TV. Do it in your own private. And now, like you say, you take the baby from the home. You finna go put him in this world. You know what I mean? You finna totally mess his whole understanding completely.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because now with the homie going in, going to say, yeah, it is normal to be that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? His parents were going to raise him how they was raised, a man, to be a boy, do boy things, do men things.
That's right.
And it's messed up now, you know, that, you know, we got all these people, you know, coming on with this agenda to really to ruin the black family. You know what I'm saying? It's to destroy the black family in whole entirety. That's men and women. You know what I'm saying? So I look at it as, you know, it's another way for them to come take your child from you. You understand what I'm saying? If the police ain't going to do it, then we'll do it this way. Yes, sir. I mean, you know, that system has always been a part. The system has always been out there like that, you know what I mean, taking your kids and stuff like that. But they have always been, you know, taking the kids from the home through us punishing our kids for them doing wrong, and they think that we are wrong for doing it. You see what I'm saying? And you got police officers on police force that don't even whoop their kids, but they'll shoot yours. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They'll come take yours and put yours in the car, take yours away, and they don't even whoop their damn kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what's so bad about it. And I was watching this little thing. I think a buddy of mine sent it to my phone. Dwayne Wade was talking about, you know, when he was young on why he don't say nothing about, you know, his son being, you know, being a homosexual because he did the things his sisters did, you know, when he was young, you know, put on mascara, and he wanted to, you know, follow his sister. I grew up in a house with all women. I ain't never done no shit like that. And didn't want to. You understand? Yeah, you know, I'm the only boy. That never crossed my mind.
Never. That's a justification.
Never crossed. You see what I'm saying? That's his justification. I'm the only boy, and I grew up in a house with all women, including my mother, and it never crossed my mind to go put on a dress, put on high heels, and be a woman.
Right.
So I mean, I'm trying to understand where did you get that mindset from? But he's in the society now. You know what I mean? He's under he runs with the elite. You understand what I'm saying? That's his justification of saying, hell, I'm a sellout.
Yeah.
Basically, just say it. Just say it, man. We know that already, but just say it. Don't try to find an excuse about your childhood and say it. Just say, hell, I'm a sellout.
Exactly the truth, nephew. That's exactly the truth.
Yeah, I mean, just say it. Stop trying to, you know, get on the show and let me make up something. Well, you know, I grew up in a house with our girls, so I had to. You didn't have to do nothing. That's a lie. You didn't have to do nothing. You're doing that because at the end of the day, you know, in order for you to stay relevant and keep what you got to go along with these people's agenda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I found out his mama was a woman preacher.
Who?
Makes sense.
Dwayne Wade's mama, yeah.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, his mama's a woman preacher. I said, yeah, it do make sense. I said, but at the end of the day, you know, This is the kids are looking at guys like this who get on TV. You know, he's a big sports figure, big basketball figure, and they hear him talk, and you know what they're saying? Shit, it's okay. Dwayne Wade is who he is. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what we got to say.
They didn't whoop their son. And it's sick and bad, and then people are gonna. And now what people are saying when their kids come in and say, "Well, mom and dad, I like boys or I like girls." Well, I mean, and then now, so you try to go do what you need to do as a parent. What they gonna do now? They're gonna run to the system. My mom and my daddy with me for what? Because I say I like boys and girls. Mm-hmm. Now you got some people knocking at your damn door saying, "Oh, you in here abusing your kids?"
Yeah.
You see the domino effect?
Yeah.
And that's just
slow the shoulder, ripples apart.
Slow the shoulder. It's just, man. It's just we got to get these people like that. This is the reason why we're going through the trouble that we're going through with people like that. You know, I mean, these kind of people, these people with these kind of big platforms like this, to sit on TV and just allow things like that to go on and happen. The boy needed help, and his family was trying to help him. They didn't do it in the right way, but at the end of the day, in their heart, they knew, hey. You can't do this. Mm-hmm. To attack it while he's young, they did the right thing. You can't do this.
No.
You can't do this.
The older he gets, the more dangerous it becomes.
That's it. And he's like, he's a baby.
Yeah, but it's the best time now to try to fight it and force it out of him before he gets older. And those behaviors sit in too long, and before you know it, he give in because the people watching him. It's just like
that's
a predator watching prey. A predator is always looking for the weak. A predator not looking
that's
to fight no strong. They're looking
that's
for
right.
the sick, the innocent. They're looking for the ill-informed, the
that's
unintelligent,
right.
and the crippled. You know what I'm saying?
That's
just it. So they're going to play on this kid. When they say, like the people that are watching that news story, they listen. They just waiting to get him in their foster home. The mother kids and now they're packed at home and say they're waiting to get him. They already know. We already know you gay. Come on
that's
in
right.
this world. And they're going to. And he'll become, if they'll victimize him, he'll victimize some more kids. And that's the dangerous part of this whole thing. Again, why isn't it that all these celebrities didn't come together? Why is it all these so-called LGBs, you know what I'm saying, licking booties? What they call it, LGBT, what is it? Licking girl booties. That's all it is. You know, LGBT, licking girl booties. Why they didn't get together and they all come up with a plan to say, we need to raise money to get this family some help.
Right.
This kid needs to be in his home, but the family.
Right.
See, you never get nobody put out a GoFundMe page to say, let's raise money for heterosexual people that's in trouble. Yes, they made a bad decision. Who had another parent? Let's get in here and let's show them your bad decision you made. Don't have to wind up. You lost your kid. Now it's criminal. Now you finna be deemed on every news. You finna be ran down. Now you gotta go and apologize to all the sisters and then tell them you should be a sister. You gonna sign paper saying you will never use the words. You'll never drink. Now you gotta go work at a homosexual facility. Why is it these homosexuals can't be forced to do right and sit down with straight people?
That's right. That's right.
They con people in the net. You got to go by the flag and hang it up in your house and show you support them. I wouldn't put no damn flag on my house. Crazy.
Right. And you know what? To do that, and they're in the system now, it is a felony because they're going to try to charge them with a child endangerment or child abuse, whatever it is.
Well,
so that's a felony right off the top.
Well.
Felony right off the top. So in order for them not to get a felony on their, you know, on their record or whatever like that, like you said, they want to give in to the system.
They're going to
do commercials and do all that kind of stuff. Yeah, they got to go along
with working, support, sending money to gay, transgender rights.
Yeah.
Walking out doing marches with them. Oh, they got you.
Yeah. And they gonna be all three of them gonna be on a commercial together hugging, you know what I mean, with their rainbow bright shirts on. It's bad because a lot of people don't see the plot and twist in this stuff. You know what I mean? And like you say, they're using the kids to get their agenda passed. Uh-huh. What we'll do is we'll use those babies to reel the parents in. They know it's a lot of parents out here and people out here that don't go along with that crap. You know what I mean? I know some of them people scared to say stuff, but at the end of the day, they'll lure you. They're gonna bait your kids in to get you in, or to get to destroy you one way or another. And that's what they do because they see nobody says nothing. Only out of 100, you probably got people that's heterosexual. Out of 100, you probably looking at about 45 is gonna say something that is wrong. The other just gonna keep quiet and ignore it. And it's bad. That's bad. That's bad because a lot of people don't say nothing about it. They just, oh, man, I ain't worried about it, man. You know, that's this here. But it is. It's wrong. It's flat wrong because you're luring babies. These are kids.
But it's bad. It's bad, nephew.
It is. It's sick. It's very sick.
You know what would be good?
Go ahead.
People... heterosexual, they won't come. Let's just say people that's straight. And we just came together and really just organized. And another reason that should show our people, you know, especially people what they would call a color, to look at the danger and detriment. These people are going to take, they took the control away from whipping your kid originally anyway. But now if your kid calls and say, I'm gay, I want to be transgender, you know what I'm saying? I'm transitioning over. This could be a whole nother case open up that's worse than the abuse for the fact that you didn't support and you didn't allow her. And it's a worldwide, the EU, which, you know, Europe has been homosexual. And they're pushing that thing. Hungary, you know, is getting ready to pull out from the EU. They're separating from them. A lot of people are tired of this stuff. People are sick of it.
That's right. And it's so rapid and so easy, you know. So it's like you say, it started a couple of years ago, but now it's just like it's almost like damn near regular.
Yeah.
You know, it's a regular thing to be. It's just all you know. People walk around and I got a girlfriend, I got a boyfriend, they holding hands, kissing, family, posters and billboards. You're like, what in the world? Like you say. This came with us integrating with these people and hanging around these folks, you know what I mean, and getting into their groups and today getting with them and thinking that, you know, that these people really cared about us when this was what they were trying to do in the first place. You know, it go back to that free sex thing back in the hippie days, you know what I mean, where all that, you know, people being open and being loose. You understand what I'm saying? And you know, getting hooked on drugs and stuff like that and getting high and next thing you know, boom, there it go. But
you know something I want you to watch since you brought that up.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully, I want to tell me for the way of y'all people, possibly we'll watch it. They'll watch it after Shabbat. But just to tell me, it's called Drugs, the Weapon of War.
Right.
I want you to watch that. Well, Pete, I want you to watch it. And what you just finished talking about, you'll have a better understanding, of how that whole hippie movement came into play. And you'll see exactly who was the infiltrator and who was the, what did they use to get them out. And you'll see how it plays even today, who they use to get us off, our performers. I see all these people are controlled by the CIA.
Yeah.
I don't know why people. Yeah. I've been telling people for years. Yeah. I've been telling for years. I said, listen, these preachers are agents. Don't y'all think?
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
That's even with TD Jakes. People want to I gained popularity because I used to run preachers down. I mean, people put me. I never put up a YouTube page, but I spoke because that's what I knew. That's what I felt, and that was my conviction. You know, ran behind Eddie Long. I told these people years before he died. You know, years he was homosexual. Tell these people, then it comes out, the boy, he busted with the boy. The boy's come out crying. I smell his cologne on me. He kissed me. I used to call him daddy. You know, and they still, I don't believe the boy's lying. But he paid them $15 million. Brian Cage gave up money. Mary gave up money. All these people gave up money because they believed in this man. Dr. King's daughter left Eddie Long Church, and they try to ask her, is it because of the homosexual? She's like, well, your season come, and when your season, you just have to know it because they know, they want her to let her know, listen, you only get caught up in this shit because your daddy name. You
That's
running
right.
off your daddy name. If you hear when
That's
this
right.
whole thing hit the fan about them boys, sleeping them boys, you on the ministerial staff. They're going to be watching
That's right.
you. And they're going to say a king was involved, and she knew these boys were sleeping. And they all knew. These people
they all
knew.
Why
this man got these kids flying these kids? Why these kids got an apartment? Even the people on the finance committee came out and said he was giving these boys $8,000 a month.
Yep.
They have been looking, we write checks to some kids. Why are we giving these young boys $8,000 a month? Why they on these planes? How they flying with you? Kid ain't going. But,
that's right.
You know, I just say that to say the system programs. Our people are not lazy when it comes to being proactive about doing something and changing over. It's because they've been infiltrated.
That's right.
Remember the
that's
movie,
right.
Drugs, the weapon of war. That was
yes,
the
sir.
Weapon they used. And you'll understand exactly what's going on now.
Yes, sir. And
so
you know what?
That's on
there.
Go ahead.
That was that everything that you said. Guy that I used to that. Well, he was from Memphis. He was a good friend of mine. He was from Tennessee, and right before I found who you was, he told me that same the very exact thing about Eddie Long and TDJ. That in fact, when you call Eddie or TDJ a walrus, he had called him that before I met you. And when I heard you. I was like, man, and he told me about these guys. And he said, man, you go in these churches and see one thing, you know, these guys are government prone, and they got the American flag in their church.
Better watch them. Better watch them. Makes no sense. Won't be a separation.
Yeah, that's right. He said, you see the American flag, man, don't get out of there. All these guys. He talked about Eddie Long. Them people hated that man. He said, hey, they hated my boy. He had to move back to Tennessee. They hated my boy. He talked about, he said, man, that man is a fag. He said it. Say a fag. And when it came out, nobody at the job wanted to say nothing to him. He said, I told him. He didn't care anyway. But he said, I told him. I tried to tell these people that. But when I heard you say that, I said, man, these men are right about these guys. These guys are dirty. These are some dirty men. But see, I had been in the ministry already. You know what I mean? Because my father was not, he was a preacher. He was a police officer.
Yep.
So I have seen a lot of weird, crooked stuff at a young age, and like something about this stuff not right. It's just not right.
Exactly.
Something about it not right. And I saw it at a young age, and when I got older and got clarification, when I heard you, that was my clarification. I say, man, this is bad. This is bad. But
I'm gonna tell you
another
one gonna come out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
TDJ's gonna come out too.
Oh, yeah.
I told y'all now. I've been telling him.
Yeah. I try to tell my wife about that. You know, she's so blank.
He is a practicing homosexual.
Oh, yeah.
And they know this stuff. Listen.
Oh, yeah.
The group knows it. I know people from in the circle I've been told these people years ago about these people. They love them so much. They're so they're so blind. Like you said, you watch. The church has the flag in it, and the courthouse has the Bible. They all made an agreement. And then they done moved the Bible out of the way and left it. Listen, and them idiots never moved the flag out of the church.
Never. Not one time.
Because it was never about the religion. You only use that to blind people. People came to court. They said, I want to get justice because they thought it was synonymous with the Most High. So the Bible is in there, and I believe the Bible. I'm following the Bible. Surely this should work for me. But it worked just like it did for Yahushua. He didn't get off. He got the death penalty. Every nigga going in their system, that's what we get, the death penalty.
That's right. That's right. The death penalty. That's right. I just,
that's what he got in
their
court.
Yep.
Who's the judge?
That's right.
That's how it gets every time.
Every time.
Religion killed him.
Yep, it killed him. Openly. Just forcefully killed him. And that's what I be trying to tell my. She just, you know, I said, you'll see. Then when they come out, same thing I told her, she asked me about Eddie Long, I think a 2 weeks before he passed, a week. She said, what you think about Eddie Long? And I told her to her face, straight to her face. And we had just got married. I say, man, if this man don't stop doing what he's doing and sit down, I said, the Most High going to whoop his ass. A week later, he ended up passing away. She never said nothing else about it. She never said nothing else about it. I say, man, this is real and right. You can't do that. You can't do it. They believe in me. They buy these guys' books. They buy these guys' stuff. They believe in these guys because they think they're going to, hey, these guys set up a reputation of saying, you can be like me if you believe in me. It's not about being like you. It's about being what the word say be. What the boss say be. And these people believe in these guys because they want to be these people. These people set their stuff up as, you know, as if they are the Most High. That's how they deem it. I got preachers down here in Houston. They the same way. They follow these guys, and they got churches set up for the same thing. I said, man, I left a church the same way. I left it. When me and my wife joined the church, I left it because he talked about Eddie Long and said he don't care what Eddie Long did. I don't care what he did, because if I was in his shoes, I want somebody to pray for me. I said, I won't be coming back here no more. I got up and walked out. See, because when you say something like that, you know what that means? You go along with
it. You're doing something.
He ain't say nothing about it. He didn't say he was wrong. He didn't say nothing. He said, if I was in his position, I would want somebody to pray for me. I said, oh, no, I got to go. I said, that's it for me.
I thought this man was a cool man.
Yeah, and then I look up, man, got a big old church, did this on TV. I said, oh, yeah, he done sold out. And I thought this man was just true because he's come down the middle, straight down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Said, They got it. They all washed up. They washed up. That's it. Because they get old, you know what I mean? They see these guys, you know, got all this money and wealth. So they're like, you know what? Need to get it too. To the number one show in the land, number one show in the nation. I love y'all. That's all I listen to.
Man, we love you too. A hug.
Yes, sir. A hug, y'all. Yes, a hug. Doctor.
A hug, you too, man. Appreciate the phone call.
No doubt.
Always.
No,
yes,
sir. I watch that movie.
A hug, you too.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate it.
Hey, just a quick follow-up. Just want to add, the name of that movie is called Drugs as Weapons Against Us, and it's on Amazon Prime. Drugs as Weapons Against Us.
I'm out with drugs.
Came out of 2019.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. So I told them in a way they're going to watch it. So the way they have to watch, they'll be watching it as they finish up the service. Yeah, that's it. I educate them. I open their world because that's what's going on in the world. And I like for my members, that's my mission call. They're my homies. And I want them to know what I know, and I want to know what they know so we can grow our information in our circle so it gets wider. You know what I'm saying? We cover a large, you know, realm of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell you, you know, we're not a church. We're not one of these religions that's stuck on the way. We're looking at what's the right way. We're going through the book and we examine what it says for what it says and make sure we understand it. Because we can't do something we don't know. And we're looking at where do we operate and where do we live at. It's not inside those walls. It's on the street. So if there's something that's going on here, we don't want to be some blind Christian with some with some, you know, rag over our face and, you know, praying that everything we do in that room gonna cover everything we go out and happens outside. We have that, what we learn in there teaches us to be wise out there. Why would he told them he sent them as sheep among wolves? If they were saved and only gonna stay there, they should have never been around no wolves. They should have been saved because you're going to operate outside of here. And you need to know how to make friends with mammon, the unrighteous. So when you fall, they can receive you in the everlasting habitation. So where were they going to be found out with this man? And with their own circle? No, the people they were going to encounter out here. He taught them and sent them out. So the teaching weren't for them to just stay there. You got to survive and operate, which means you got to move out among these people. And you got to know how to navigate. I teach my people how to navigate. You can pick mine up when he said, cast your bread upon the water. After many days, it'll come back. It's because I teach them how to navigate. You take my people in here that take this teaching down to the science of what it is, and you can put them anywhere, and they can survive.
Absolutely.
Should I come out the jungle? When I, listen, you can drop me in the middle of the jungle. When I come out, hell, all the animals going to be following me. You know what they're going to say? That man ain't telling nothing but the truth.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a wild-ass baboon to teach them how to ride a bike.
I really believe that because you brought a woman out of the bushes, right?
That's it. I got you out of there.
A bear? What you say?
No, hold. Don't be talking about my personal life. Don't do that. Don't put me on blast like
that.
That's a nigga person. Don't put a nigga person out there. What you talking about? Don't. Hold on for a minute. If this a trick question, if I don't go on this show, I did not say she was fat. Don't do that.
I did not
say she was fat. Where did this come from? When did I say I had a fat woman, a fat white woman in the bush? I never said that.
Roll the tape.
Me and the Caucasian was in the, we were in the woods, and we was in there, and something was making noise. I heard it, you know, like, I said, who is that? You know, that thing said, ooh, and I did the niggly thing. I got out of there. I was gone. About 5-10 minutes later, I was in the car. I told my boy, now I tell them, I said, shit, man, I heard something like that. It's me for real. And about 5-10 minutes later, she came up, she hit the car, got in, you know. I said, why I ran? Like, shit, you heard what I heard, nigga. You know, y'all white. Y'all hear stuff new. Y'all like to go try to find it. We niggas, we trying to get out of there. Because once you done seen, I seen the first Jason movie. You mean Crystal Lake? When it was Crystal. See, he never went back to Crystal Lake. You know that. White boy murdered around the house, that's fine. He always want to take the shit on the road. And they all in New York. I couldn't get in that. But that first Jason, them first two, made sense. You know, first two, three. All that other, I couldn't watch. But anyway, so I understand how white people, if I hear something, and you like walking out in the door wide ass open, it's time for me to go. Don't be going out the door looking for something, leave the door open and come back. If I hear something outside, get where it's at. Outside, that's where it stay. Don't go open the door and walk out there and leave the door open, walk around the house with no shoes on and no drawers on and a shirt and walk back in the house, don't expect your ass to get killed. It don't make sense. That's why I can't watch the movie. When you have too much intelligence, it'll just give you a headache. Hello?
Okay.
World ain't getting no better.
All right.
Wow.
Your daughter got to tell us something, didn't he?
What?
Her daughter, give us a little note. He must have been, telling us something about love and happiness.
He don't know his kingdom
game. We ran a little bit long today, so I'm going to say that's for the next week's segment.
That's tight. Hey, man, he don't remember what he was going to say. That's sad.
No, I remember what I was going to say. It was just going to take a little bit longer. We wrapped up in 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, let me ask you that. Before we go, too, did you ever talk what happened to Giuliani and Trump?
I mean, I've been trying to talk all night. All
right, well, go ahead, then. We're trying to
make
you do
it.
Because I know
my place. I had a dog.
You ain't bought me no smoothie.
You
ain't bought me no Chick-fil-A. You ain't bought me no Chick-fil-A.
Clean the house, wash dishes, cook. Yeah, I grew with a dog. All right. Mission accomplished. All right.
Man.
New York court suspends Rudy Giuliani's law license. Did y'all know that? The appeals court suspended him from practicing law in New York because he made false statements while trying to get courts to overturn Donald Trump's loss in the presidential race. Wow. The Attorney Disciplinary Committee said in its motion to suspend Giuliani's license that there was uncontroverted evidence that Giuliani had made false statements to the courts, the public, and lawmakers as he pushed theories that the election was stolen through fraud.
Now, see, they don't know how that works. See, you swear an allegiance to that group. And that's what he did. That's why that group come together and they decide to get you out of the group. You see what I'm saying?
What group?
The fact you walked in the court. With the law group. So when you swear allegiance into that fraternity, then it's certain things you can't walk in and you can't say. And he walked in the court and he moved. You can get, people don't realize, you guys know this. When you walking in the court, the whole aim is to move the court. You get people to do this, I'm in here, you heard it before, and I'm standing on my square. What are they saying? They're saying I'm not moving. You're not moving, so you'll go and you ask the court. At this time, we ask the court, we like to move the court to do. So you're telling it to overturn a decision. See, we walk in the court where we're not trained. Our people, not, that's why we lose. He walked in and he got the court to move on something that lay label made a fool of. And he pissed the wrong person off. They're like Bill Cameron did. They had him arrested for adultery and couldn't find one crime on him in Atlanta. Listen, do you need to go get a shot or something dug in your nose?
He's taking your place.
We keep hearing his noise coming from. Huh?
I think he tried to do grown folks stuff and it ain't working with him.
Yeah, it ain't working with him.
He ain't grown enough. Get back on the porch.
Is you on that Delta? What you doing? Cause I'm here, but I ain't doing. Do you need a shot or something?
Oh, you ain't doing it right now.
What?
Who I hope you okay. Are you home alone? Cause I don't want you being. You know. Okay. You.
Yeah.
You,
what's
breathing?
All that noise you making? What's all that air for, Claude?
Y'all ain't heard a whole bunch of noise. Y'all heard a lot of nothing.
This man don't know what I did. This man here is gone. Whatever you're doing, you need to wait till you grow up to do that because you're not doing it well.
No, I was actually reading a poem that I was given.
Uh-oh, here you go. Hurry up.
It was quite inspiring.
Is it from an ugly girl?
Quite the inspiring poem, you know what I mean? Something that's really nice. I wanted to share this quick poem with y'all.
Hold on 1 second, sir. I think I got a caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I just got a quick comment.
Okay.
And that comment is back in the days, America and Europe used to have public logging, and that was stolen definitely from our book. If this nation was to be, if this nation was righteous, they would have applauded that little kid's beating in order for this generation to fear. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Somebody else knocking on it.
Thank you. Oh, no,
appreciate it.
Oh, I should have stopped it. I'm sorry. Thank you. Flogging? Is that what he said? He said flogging, right?
Yeah, flogging. Flogging.
Well, I guess that
flogging,
was...
Flogging, beating, caning.
I mean, they did that too, though.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, flogging.
Oh.
It's that same thing with fraternity.
They would have been fought against with all these rights and stuff. Nobody says this is wrong, so whatever. Whew, this is bad. Go ahead with your point, sir. It's terrible. It's just depressing.
Well, somebody was knocking. That sounded like somebody was knocking.
No, I didn't stop the knocking. My apologies.
All right. Dear gentlemen, if you choose a working woman, you must accept that she cannot manage the house full time. If you choose a submissive woman, you should accept that she depends on you. If you choose a beautiful woman, you need to accept all the expenses. If you choose a daddy's girl, get ready to pamper her and treat her like a baby. If you choose a housewife who can take care and manage the household completely, you need to accept that she does not make money at all. No woman is perfect. A woman has her own good thing that defines who she is and makes her unique. That's a little poem that I want.
And it's very dumb.
It really is dumb. That's why I didn't want to share it.
It's really dumb.
That makes no sense.
It's
a woman. Let me tell you who.
Oh,
my
God.
A person that wrote
that
would have
so...
came from a woman, and it came
How?
From a woman
yep.
that would
yep.
not,
okay.
who could, who, listen, who's pissed
yep.
and angry about the fact yep. that if there are women
lonely,
that can do
single.
Multiple
no,
and can
yep.
and be versatile.
Please
yep.
help me find
Hold
the
on,
anger
let me
in there.
Okay.
There was nothing in
was.
Anger.
No, it wasn't anger. It wasn't anger. It was the fact that they're making a cop-out for themselves.
That's all it was.
What?
Well, you should have got me. You know I'm ambitious. You should have got me. You know I'm smart. You should know I'm a
yep.
bitch. No, you got,
yep.
you're a woman. There are certain things you should have been taught before it was a profession. And it should have been
yep.
taught how to be a girl, how to be a young lady,
it's
and
not,
how to transition to a woman.
It's
yes,
called
it is.
Wife
That's
school.
A cop-out.
They need to be set to wife
school. You
can't
school. Have him.
No. I think you guys are not understanding what it's saying. I really do.
I don't understand
what just
what it's saying.
I read
because
it.
Because you chose this one, then this is what you get. It
yep.
is. It's a small brat who
mm-hmm.
can't manage, who can't maintain, and it's a cop-out.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a cop-out. It is. The whole
yep.
thing is a cop-out.
Terrible.
Yep. Because
the woman that came
up
with
woman.
It can't do all of them.
She can't
the
do
one
it.
She going to be, look. Since I'm at home, I got to take care of these kids. I can't make no money. I can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the women got that make babies and still make money. If they read the 31st chapter of the book of Marshall Lee, they call Proverbs, they clearly tell you about a woman that had kids that went out of work and kept her house.
That's right.
And her husband was. So it's retarded.
That's right, Tula. What you got to say, Tula? That's right, Tula. I bet you got to sit against that book, Tula.
Oh, so you can say it. It wouldn't be right.
Mhm. It quiet, mighty quiet. You all right, Tula?
Wow.
That's all right.
That ain't my poem. Tell whoever gave you that poem, man, take that thing and ball him through in the trap.
No, that's right.
This ain't
he
a
poem.
They need to put that front. This is a woman. This is a sorry ass woman's cop out.
Mhm.
If I'm pretty, then
no,
you know you got to spend money on me. If you know what you're supposed to do, the man will reciprocate. Come on. That makes no sense. If I'm at home,
no
I can't work. If I'm at work, then I can't be at home. That means
how can you do
this?
I can't. All these excuses. I
That's
tell
a long
poem
of
woman,
a sorry-ass
lonely,
woman, and it's to be called I can't.
Sorry.
I guarantee one hard to meet without one of them criteria. The woman wrote that don't meet one of them. She's just pissed at a woman that's pretty. She pissed at a woman that's a mother who's a dad. Okay, you was a baby. You're the baby girl. You couldn't baby girl. Yeah, we had kids. You're a woman. You transition. That's what we're here for, to help women, help men think and know so we all can be better. We hope that we said something that is enlightening, helped you, and help you to further embellish and grow. Appreciate Nephew E always and all of that constantly listen and our wonderful callers. Hey. If nobody told you they're a hobby, hey, we're a hobby. And anybody asks you, do you mind, you tell them every Thursday night right here on Two Mics and My Mind, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Tule, Lord Doctor, take us home.
Yeah. Go ahead and talk.
All right.
Reach. Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah, go ahead and talk. Tell us, you had these real nice bumper sticker quotes at the end. I really like them. What's the nice bumper sticker quote that you got for us?
I got one. Stay single, my friend. Goodbye. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
All right, you do something better, and we'll be better together. Until next time, good night.
Good night.
Meet me at the trash can. It's going down. Goodbye.
Wow.